FHE, Sharing Time, Let Your Light Shine by Ann Jameson. Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Accompanying our sharing time this month is a Let Your Light Shine game, which you will probably need help with. We'll refer to that later on. 11-year-old Mitchell won an international art contest about saving the rainforest. His prize was a trip to the rainforest in Brazil for himself and his mother. During his visit to Brazil, he saw many interesting insects and animals, unusual plants and giant trees. While there, he climbed a very high tower and heard the echo of his voice as he sang out over all the tall trees. When he returned home from the trip, Mitchell and his mother attended a dinner for those who had participated in the contest. Someone who had heard him sing in the rainforest invited him to sing for those gathered at the dinner. "Oh, no," he said. He felt shy in front of all those people. During the dinner, when the people learned that he and his family were Mormons, they began to ask questions about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. "Mormons aren't Christians, are they?" someone asked. Well, Mitchell's mother quickly assured their new friends that Mormons are indeed Christians, but some people did not seem to believe her. When Mitchell heard their questions, he whispered to his mother that he had changed his mind. He would like to sing for them. He stood and sang, "I feel my Savior's love in all the world around me. His Spirit warms my soul through everything I see. He knows I will follow Him, give all my life to Him. I feel my Savior's love, the love He freely gives me." When the beautiful song ended, no one in the room doubted that Mitchell loved the Savior, Jesus Christ, and that Mormons indeed are Christians. Mitchell had sung his testimony. He had let his light shine. Even while you are young, you can let your light shine. You can have faith in Jesus Christ. You can pray to Heavenly Father. You can help your family. You can share the gospel by being a friend to others. You might even sing your testimony as Mitchell did. As you let your light shine, you are keeping your baptismal covenant. The activity, Let Your Light Shine game. And like I said, you'll need help with this. Mount the game board, pages 42 through 43, and the card, page 43, on heavy paper or poster board. Cut out the cards and place them face down beside the game board. Now use old buttons, large seeds, or pebbles as markers. The object of the game is to bring a friend to the light. As you play it, you will discover many important ways in which you can let your light shine, be a friend, and share the gospel with others. The following cards can be cut out on page 43 and include the following. First, you do not gossip or talk about others. Move ahead 3 spaces. Number 2, you invite some new children to play with you. Move ahead 2 spaces. Number 3, you take a gift to your new neighbors. Move ahead 2 spaces. Number 4, you see someone being left out and invite her or him to eat lunch with you. Move ahead 3 spaces. Number 5, you don't speak up when someone else is blamed for something you did. Move back 4 spaces. Number 6, you say you will be at a friend's at 4 o'clock. You are there promptly. Move ahead 3 spaces. Number 7, you cut in line at the playground. Move back 3 spaces. Number 8, you say something good about someone when others are being unkind. Move ahead 3 spaces. Number 9, you help an elderly neighbor. Move ahead 4 spaces. Number 10, you invite a friend to a primary activity. Move ahead 2 spaces. Number 12, when someone does well at school, you compliment him or her. Move ahead 3 spaces. Number 13, you borrow a toy from your friend and don't return it. Move back 3 spaces. 14, you leave your toys where people can stumble over them. Move back 2 spaces. 15, you are a team captain and include someone who is seldom chosen. Move ahead 3 spaces. 16, you play loud music and disturb the neighbors. Move back 4 spaces. 17, You join your family in inviting another family for a family home evening on Saturday night. Move ahead two spaces. 18, you tell your friend about a ward or branch activity and invite her or him to attend. Move ahead two spaces. 20, you and your family help with a neighborhood cleanup project. Move ahead three spaces. 21, you help your family keep your home and yard clean. Move ahead two spaces. 22, you remember to say please and thank you. Move ahead two spaces. 23, you throw candy wrappers out the bus window. Move back three spaces. And 24, you make plans to play with a friend. Another friend calls. You play with her or him instead. Move back two spaces. Now, when you cut out these cards, cut on the broken lines. To play, each player puts a marker for himself and a second one for a pretend friend on the start cue. You could even choose a name for your pretend friend. Mix the cards well and place them face down in a pile next to the game board. The first player draws a card, reads it aloud, then moves both his and his friend's markers, the number of spaces indicated on the card. If a player lands on a small light, he moves both markers ahead one more space. Continue taking turns. The first player to reach the large light continues to take his turn, helping the other players until all the players and their pretend friends reach the large light. When you are not playing the game, practice actually doing the good things you learn in the game, and let your light shine wherever you go. Make new cards for your game as you think of other ways to let your light shine. Sharing time ideas. 1. Select messages by our prophets from the most recent conference and discuss them with the children, helping them to connect each prophet with his message. Invite the children to suggest ways they can follow the counsel given. Make a matching game by using individual pictures of the current First Presidency in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. On separate pieces of paper, write the topic each one spoke about at the recent conference. Place the pictures and the topics face down on the floor in random order. Let the children take turns matching the prophet with his message. When a match is made, have the child tell one thing that he can do to follow the prophet's counsel. Sing songs such as Prophets Then and Now, Friend, October 1998, page 38. See the Prophets in the Children's Songbook Topics Index for additional songs. 2. Beforehand, teach a young man prepared, Children's Songbook, pages 166 through 167, to the older boys and have them sing it to introduce a sharing time on honoring the priesthood. Also beforehand, ask four or five members of the ward or the branch to share their experiences and feelings about the priesthood. See Stations in Teaching No Greater Call, the revised edition, page 179. A return missionary might share one experience he had on his mission in using the priesthood to bless others. An older priesthood leader might share his feelings about holding and honoring the priesthood. A sister might tell how she honors the priesthood bearer in her home or has been served by one holding the priesthood. A member of the bishopric or branch presidency might share his feelings about serving in that calling. A priest might tell about his feelings in serving at the sacrament table or in baptizing someone. Divide the children into groups and have them move from station to station. Have the pianist play A Young Man Prepared as they move. When all are gathered together again, ask what they have learned. Emphasize that receiving the priesthood means receiving a call to serve. Sing the song, Call to Serve, Children's Songbook, pages 174 through 175. 3. For a Sharing the Gospel sharing time, sing The Things That I Do, Children's Songbook, pages 170 through 171. Tell the story and show the illustration of Sandy's missionary chart from the Friend, October 1998, pages 36 through 37. Ask the children to suggest things they can do to be missionaries. Include such things as being honest, keeping the yard clean and tidy, being kind and thoughtful to neighbors, befriending those who are left out, inviting friends to attend primary with you, and etc. As each idea suggested, have the children become a living picture by posing to depict that thing. Let them choose songs from the children's songbook that correlate with each suggestion. Remind them that every one of us is a member of the church because of some missionary. Suggest that they ask their parents how the first members of the church in their families learned about the church. Conclude with your testimony and sing, "We'll bring the world His truth." Children's Songbook, pages 172 through 173. 4. Have a lead the music sharing time by helping the children learn how to conduct a primary song or a hymn. See Children's Songbook, pages 300 through 301. Begin with a very familiar song. As they gain confidence, select another song that uses the same beat pattern. Help the children understand that each skill or talent they develop will help them be a light to others. Have someone in the ward or branch who has developed musical skills tell how his or her talents have helped him or her obey the commandments or share the gospel with others. Explain that we can share and teach the gospel through music. Throughout the coming months, invite various children to lead the singing occasionally, preparing them beforehand so they will have a successful experience. As boys and girls move into the young men and young women programs, they may be called on to lead hymns, and you can help them be prepared. 5. For the younger children, from the children's songbook, sing, "Do As I'm Doing," page 276. "I Have Two Ears," page 269. "A Smile Is Like a Sunshine," page 267. "Be Happy," page 265. Use pictures from the Gospel Art Kit or those that accompany the primary manuals of things they can do to be shining lights as they obey the commandments, follow the prophet, honor the priesthood, and share the gospel. Tell 5-year-old teacher from the Friend, October 1998, page 28. Bear your testimony that even young children can share the gospel, honor the priesthood, and keep the commandments. If you are aware of children in your primary whom you could use as examples, please do. Let them know that you see their shining lights. Encourage the children to share the gospel and their testimonies with their families. 6. Additional Friend Resources. "I Can Be a Missionary Now," October 1998, pages 14 through 15 and page 43, including sharing time ideas from the Friend to Friend, October 1998, pages 6 through 7, and "What Can I Do to Be a Missionary," November 1984, page 40. End of Sharing Time and Sharing Time Ideas, Let Your Light Shine, by Ann Jameson. Guide to this month's Friend.